Gary Lee with Ozark Radio News, and we're joined with Stephanie Belts Price as we, you know, prepare for a peak alert. And Stephanie is the Public Relations Director at Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative. And so what determines a peak alert, and how does the cooperative know when to issue one?
A peak alert is whenever a large amount of energy is being consumed by our members. We have information that we watch daily to determine how much people are using. Obviously, whenever it gets really cold, we use a lot more heating devices. People will have to turn on space heaters and well houses, heating tape for cattle waterers and things of the such. So whenever all of those start kicking in and running, our energy consumption just goes way up. So we have guides and grids that we watch to see how high we go.
And you know, the usage, it's almost like it's kind of a prepay for the cooperative, you know, and you guys
yes.
purchase the electricity from Show Me Power, and you guys are kind of part of another cooperative.
Yes.
So the usage is what will be based upon rates next year?
So the usage that we use in any given day, that is what helps determine what our rate is next year from the Show Me Cooperative. Show Me is our transmission cooperative, and they get the power from Associated Electric Cooperative out of Springfield, which is our generation cooperative. So we are part of a three-tiered system in Missouri, and the really neat thing is that we have control. We have some say in all of those things. But one of the things locally is that members have some control. Members can help us conserve energy during these peak times. Whenever everything is running, you can take a little extra steps to not run it all at the same time. Don't run your washing machine and your dryer at the same time. Don't run your dishwasher and your washing machine. Alternate your major appliances.
Well, and, you know, because a lot of people have heat pumps and, even your outside wood furnaces and inside wood furnaces, you know, the fans, the blowers will not consume as much. But as far as, the heat pumps, they're going to suck, especially when they go to the heat strips. That's going to really zap some electricity. And the other appliances, I mean, isn't it best to, when it's cold,
mm-hmm.
when it's really cold, if you got other laundry, wash your dishes by hand, go back in time. But, for like your dishwasher, maybe if you're going to bake or cook, wait till the warmest part of the day?
Absolutely. In the wintertime, we reach our peaks in the morning. Obviously, people are getting up and getting ready for work, getting kids off to school. So there's some things we cannot avoid. But if you have timers on any of your appliances, rotate those timers. Set them up to come on at different times throughout the day. Peak alerts in the winter happen in the morning, like I said, from about 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. So if you have the opportunity to delay any of that stuff, set a timer, have it start after those times.
All right. Again, Public Relations Director for Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative, Stephanie Belts Price. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.